Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mendelbaum family, Leilui Nishmas Rab Chaim ben Elio Tzvi Halevi. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara with base speaks about why the pasuk has to tell me Shomer of Nevelo. I can learn it for Kalvachomer. So the Gemara says Milsa de Astia be Kalvachomer Torah veKosav Lakro. Sometimes the Torah will write something which we can learn by Kalvachomer. The Torah will write it anyway. The Gemara says, right after, if I can say another drasha, I will say. But if I don't, if I can't find another drasha, I say the rule that Milsa Dasa Kalochemer Torah Rekosa Lakro. The Bnei Yisoschor, in a few places in his farm, he comes to explain this concept of Milsa Dasa Kalochemer Torah Rekosa Lakro. We're going to bring over here what he brings in Chodesh, Ma'amori Chodesh Odor, Ma'amor Yud, and Ma'amori Chodesh Tishrei, Ma'amor Zayin, which is very nergia to inyon de yoyimah, to inyonim of Rosh Hashanah. So we'll start with the Kavachim. What pshat, says the Bnei Yisoschor, that from the Yudgimel Midrash HaTorah Midrashas Bahem, specifically Kavachim, we say that Milsa de'asa Kavachim, the Torah writes. Why is that so? Says the Bnei Yisoschor, the pshat is like this. The Kavachim, from all Yudgimel Midrash HaTorah Midrashas Bahem, the Kavachim is unique, because it's the only one that one could do based on his own mind and his own understanding. Every other midrash in Dreshes Bahem, you need to have the rules of the Torah or you have to get it from a Rebbe. For example, Gzir Shola in Adam Dan Me'atzmoy. If you have idea, it's all like rules of the Torah. But Kavachomer is a logic that a person has that this thing should be learned from the other one, Kavachomer. So therefore, sometimes the Torah will write the Kavachomer to tell you, don't rely on your seichel and think it's your seichel, it's your avona. It's the Torah itself. The Torah is much higher than the seichel ha'inoshi. So for a person not to come and rely on it and say, this is what's going to rule the Torah, Torah comes and tells you, Shinon, even what you're coming and saying, b'das ha'inoshis, with your understanding, with your avona, it's really written in the Torah in a higher place than seichel. As the Bnei Yisoschor, the Yimele, we can learn the following thing. What is a kavachomer? A kavachomer is din. As the Gemara says many times, v'aloi dinu, meaning something that you can understand with your own sechel ha'inoshi, that's din. Din means it's something which is muchach. That's the midas ha'din. It's a byproduct of something that makes sense. When you're reaching to something which is higher than sechel ha'inoshi, we reach you to a midah called chesed. Torah is called Torah's chesed. So when the Kavachomer, the Torah, the Kosov Lakro, is really telling you, don't rely on your seichel, which is Midas Adin. Go to a higher place, which is Midas Chesed. As the Bnei Yisoschor, it's very Meduyuk. Because the Bnei Yisoschor has a story that he brings in a few places, and it's brought down in many other Sforim, the Yud Gimel Midos Shatoi Nidreshes Behem corresponds to the Yud Gimel Midos Shirachabim, the 13 Midos of mercy that we have in the world. What is the first Midah of Yud Gimel Midos Shirachabim? It's kale. According to the Arizal, the first one is kale. Kale is the midah of chesed. What is the first midah shatoi nidreshes bahem? It's kavachomer. If they correspond to each other, comes out the kavachomer, which is midas adin, corresponds to midas chesed, which is expressed with the word kale. And this is exactly the point that we're saying. The kavachomer, we want to take the kavachomer, which is din, and elevate it to a higher place of Torah, Torah's chesed, take the din and turn into chesed. Says in Yisoschor, it says in the piyut, "V'ato b'mishpat taset zdoko." What do you mean, mishpat or zdoko? Every time there's a mishpat, you want to go to a higher place called zdoko. And this is the idea of Rosh Hashanah. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, but we're trying to elevate to a higher place. The shofar that we blow is to take us from the midas adin to the midah of chesed, to a midah which is higher than sechel ha'inoshi. Adds the Yisoschor, you know that the Yisoid Musod of the whole concept of free will in the world is something that we can't understand. We know the big question of the Rishonim of Yediyah Bechira. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, how can we have Bechira? And as the Rambam says, it's something that we can't comprehend. So says the Bnei Yisoschor Pshat, to the most basic element of the Avodah, we don't understand. Because what's the idea of the Avodah, of the Bechira? Bechira means you have Midas Adin. If a person can choose, and he chooses wrong, he'll get punished. We want it to be able to elevate from din to rachamim. So this element of bechira, free will, is something that seichel enoshi doesn't understand. You have to connect yourself to a higher place. Because that's the whole avoido, to take the din and elevate to chesed. This is what it really means. Milso de'asi b'kal v'choymer. Torach v'kosov l'kro. The kal v'choymer is elevate to a place of chesed. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shorim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.